Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, we haven't. We're still going through the process on that. And, certainly like Chad and what Chad's been able to do for us over a small amount of time and value his experience. He's off to a good start so far, but we have not made any decision going forward at this point.
In hiring Bobby Johnson, just the fact that, yeah, he's been around the league, but this is his first crack at being the actual position coach. Any concern about maybe a lack of experience as a position coach coming onto the staff?
Not necessarily. You know, Bobby's been around the league a long time. He's coached the offensive line in college. He's been an assistant O-line coach in the league, coached tight ends in the league as well. And a lot of times those positions are connected, the tight end position, the O-line position. And Bobby's a student of the game, and he embraces the growth mindset. You spend 5 minutes with him, and you're able to connect rather quickly on what type of guy he is and the type of teacher he is. And so we went through an extensive interview process with Bobby, and I thought he did a phenomenal job.
If you could build on that, just kind of what about his experience and what about him did you really like?
Well, you know, you do your research like you try and do with everyone, and you make calls, you talk to people that know people, and everyone I came across as related to Bobby, the topic of Bobby Johnson was that first and foremost, he's a good person, and then he's a good football coach. And that came from various sources, so I felt good about it.
And Heath Farwell, similar kind of question with limited years of experience as an assistant, and now he's your coordinator.
Right, no, Heath had the opportunity and really earned it to play a number of years in the NFL and at two different spots, was a Pro Bowler as it goes for special teams. So, we decided to go with a young guy with great energy. And with that, we take a little bit of a leap of faith that he's going to continue to grow and learn. And in this case, we can grow our own in this case. I like the energy he brought to the interview. I like the thirst for knowledge and taking advantage of situations. He's been around some very good special teams units and coaches in his career. And then you watch what they were able to do with what Heath did with Chase Blackburn in Carolina. And so we did our research there as well and talked to a lot of people, and it could have come from anywhere. It didn't have to be Carolina, but just the people we knew around the league that knew Heath, and albeit he was a young coach, he was experienced beyond his years because he did play a number of years, and he's a guy that studies the game. Listen, we were all young at one point, someone gave us an opportunity. It's what you do with it. And I think to this point, whether it was his playing career or to this point his coaching career, he's done a lot with it.
How much did Ron Rivera, though, have to do in terms of the obvious recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to get permission, granted permission when someone's under contract. And so they were able to grant us permission to talk to Heath, which was a challenge to begin with, but it's something we didn't take for granted. And we went through the right channels, and everyone you talk to in the Panthers organizations spoke highly of Heath and who he was as a person, how he treated other people, and the professional he was on the field and off the field.
What ultimately led you to want to make those changes at those spots?
Yeah, just, you know, listen, I feel like, you know, we're heading in a certain direction as an organization, I felt like I wasn't necessarily satisfied in those other two areas. So if I wake up with that feeling in my stomach that this is the right way to go for our organization, or conversely, if I wake up with the feeling that, you know, we can't get to where we're trying to get to with what we currently have in those two spots, and that was the case as it related to the offensive line and special team situation.
And Lorenzo Alexander's extension, just how important is that to keep him in the fold for his leadership, et cetera?
Yeah, that was big for us, and I credit Brandon and Lorenzo for being able to come together on that and get that thing done and get it done early for us. So we can move on to other things, and then Lorenzo can know where he's going to be this year for his family. And, you know, his leadership for our organization is big. It's big for me and big for our team. And to be able to bring a guy like Lorenzo back for another year, we know the position flex he has. He plays linebacker. He plays up front. He has impact on special teams. So, and then, you know, when you look at, you know, the impact of losing Kyle, right? So that's a tough guy to replace. I don't think you're ever able to replace Kyle Williams. But a guy like Lorenzo, who's been around Kyle and who has his own way of doing things, his own personality, his own leadership style, and his own right, will be valuable for us.
Josh Allen said he was going to continue to work with Jordan Palmer this year the same way you did prior to the draft last year. How do you feel about that, again, knowing that it's a much more specific coaching thing with him now as opposed to a year ago?
With respect to Josh
respect
working,
to having a non-Bills coach work with your quarterback.
Yeah, you know, we respect and trust what Jordan does out there, and certainly just, you know, understanding Josh's relationship and trust with Jordan. I think that relationship is a good one, and you're right. It's important that they work with the right people, and you know, we'll be in touch with Jordan and make sure we're synced up there as much as possible in terms of terminology, technique. Things that we feel like he needs to work on, so on and so forth. And Josh already went out there equipped with much of that when he left Buffalo.
You had six players on your roster last year that played in this game last year. How important of a week is this for you guys as a coaching staff, and how potentially these guys could be on the roster next year?
Right. You know, that's why I'm here. That's why we're here. You know, I believe in this process here. We get a chance to not only watch these young men perform on the field, but also get a chance to be around them in the evenings where we can interview them, get up close and personal with them, and have a better understanding for who they are as people and what motivates them as professionals.
Sean, is that coincidence that five of the eight draft picks were played in this game plus Levi, or is it part of a bigger philosophy?
No, I don't know. It may just be coincidence, but it certainly helps when you can get around these guys early on in the process. And Brandon and his staff do a great job with Joe Shane really teeing it up for us here and then again at the combine, where we get a chance to get around these guys for the first time. They've really watched them all season. So yeah, this is where I had my first look last year at Taron Johnson, a little bit at Josh, although I had studied Josh a little bit before heading to Mobile last season. That's where I took down Harrison Phillips for the first time in the meeting room, among many times. Right, the first time of many. Yeah, but it was a great opportunity for us to be around some of those guys early on last year.
Coach, what are some of the characteristics you look for from players here this season, whether it be personality or on the field?
Yeah, you know, I just think that without giving away too many secrets, I just feel like when you stick with smart, tough, and guys that are hungry to be the best at what they do and are passionate about what they do. Those are three good qualities to start with.
Offensive line is kind of a focus for you guys. Obviously, you have a new coach in there, but how has evaluating that position with guys coming out of college changed over the years in your time in the NFL?
Yeah, it's changed. It's changed quite a bit. You know, the game's changed quite a bit at the college level for sure. Our level, maybe not as much, but it's changed, and so we have to adjust, and that's what we do, That's what we get paid to do. So you got to study the game enough to know it at the college game and our level as well, and then talk to people that know the game and that know these young men, because sometimes what they're taught at that level is different than what we teach here. And just because you're not seeing the skill maybe at that level doesn't mean they may not be able to do it here.
How is this process going to be different for you this year, considering you don't need to focus as much on quarterbacks and you can kind of have a broader eye on the positions as a whole?
Yeah, right. That took a lot of time, you know, just as you go through it, bless you, that, you know, we wanted to get that position right. We want to get every position right, but sometimes you get heavy in one area and you spend a lot of time in one area and then you kind of neglect the other areas. And we were able to come out of last year's draft, to your point earlier, with not only that quarterback position, but a number of other players we feel good about at this point. Some, as you mentioned, we got from this game. So, That's important that we evaluate all positions. And if you feel a little bit freed up this year to spend a little bit more time in other areas as well. So we took a number of trips last season. We'll see what we do this off season with respect to the scouting process. Guys, good?
All right, guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.